母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day.
我请如果你是妈妈的时候站起来，好吧。
If you're a mother, we ask you to rise.
我们一直鼓掌，谢谢他们。请坐。
Please be seated.
当讲到妈妈的时候呢，我会想到她对儿女的爱。
When we talk about mothers, we think about the love that they have towards our children.
如果这个妈妈是一个基督徒呢，很多时候她的爱的表现呢，就在她为她的儿女祷告。
If this mother is a Christian, a lot of times she expresses the love by praying for the children.
所以今天我选了一段经文呢，就是讲到祷告的。
So today I have these verses about prayer.
我希望用这个这段经文去彼此鼓励。
And I hope that we can use these verses to encourage one another.
路加福音十一章五到十三节的结构呢是很简单的。
The structure for the book of the words in Luke 11:5-13 is very simple.
耶稣先讲一个故事。
Jesus first come up with a story.
那么最后讲一个教训。
And then with a lesson.
我读这个故事的这段经文的时候，想起好像爸爸妈妈呢，就先给好像儿女要去睡觉之前呢，先讲一个故事，才让他们去睡觉。
This is almost like a parent when before the children go to sleep, just first by saying that, give them tell them a story.
所以呢，今天讲到的时候，请大家不要睡觉，听完以后你就可以睡觉了。
So please don't fall asleep. But after we talk, then you can fall asleep.
这个故事很简单呢。
It's a very simple story.
就是有一个人呢，他有一个朋友半夜的时候来找他。
For someone actually, a friend came to him in the middle of the night.
那么他发现他没有食物就招呼这个朋友，那么他就去他的农舍里面去借食物。
So he found out that he has no food to set forth before his friend. So he came, so went to his neighbor.
那我已经告诉你呢，这个故事是讲到祷告的。
So I already told you this story is about prayer.
那么你可不可以告诉我，这个故事是讲到哪一类的祷告呢？
So, can you tell me what type of prayer we're talking about?
因为我们知道呢，我们祷告可以赞美神呢。
We know that when we pray, we can also praise the Lord.
有可以感谢神呢。
And also we can thank God.
我们可以认罪。
We also can confess our sins.
我们也可以祈求。
And we can also come and ask Him for things.
所以你说你这个是哪一类的
？So what do you think this type of prayer? What type of story this is?
祈求是不是
？To ask for things.
还有呢，它是特别一类的祈求，就是代求。
This is also a special kind of prayer. It's more of a petition type of prayer.
那所以呢，我们知道了，其实神是很喜欢我们为别人祷告的。
So let me tell you that our God really likes us to pray for others.
要不然呢，他不会，耶稣不会，就是花时间去用一个故事去解释代求。
Otherwise, he would not use a story to talk about this kind of petition type of prayer.
所以，因为呢，当我们为别人祈求的时候，就是我们爱他的一个表现。
Because when we pray for others, this is one expression of actual that we love them.
所以这段的经文其实是告诉我们，我们代求的时候，我们要用一个怎么样的态度。
So this tells us what kind of attitude we should have when we petition for others through prayer.
第一个态度呢，我叫呢就是感同身受。
The first attitude is like almost like standing in one's shoes.
那这个故事的开始呢，就是这个，主人呢，他半夜有一个朋友来探访他。
So as we begin the story, this host had someone come to him and visit him in the middle of the night.
那如果你是这个主人呢，我不知道你的反应是怎么样的。
I don't know. What if you are the host? What kind of reaction would you have?
那我的反应呢，可能是这样。
My reaction would be like this.
有没有搞错啊？就是半夜才来到，人家不用睡吗？
How can it be? Is there something wrong that you actually come up to visit me in the middle of the night?
你真是麻烦了。
This is so such troublesome.
那这个主人呢，他没有这样子反应呢。
This host did not react like that.
他没有厌弃他的朋友。
He did not actually, you know, with a disgust type of attitude towards his friends.
反而呢，他为他的朋友着想。
On the other hand, actually, he thought about actually trying to care for his friend.
他觉得一个人，这么远来到他的家里面，他一定是肚子很饿了。
So we see that actually someone come from afar, he must be very hungry.
所以呢，这个是感同身受的一个表现。
So this is one way for him to actually, like stand in their shoes.
那你知道呢？我上个月呢回去香港。
You know that last month I went to Hong Kong.
回来以后呢，弟兄姐妹就问我啊，牧师，你在香港吃了什么好吃的
？So some of the brothers and sisters asked me, Pastor, what kind of good food did you have in Hong Kong?
那我告诉你，我回去十天，最深刻印象的是一样东西。
So I tell you, I was in Hong Kong for 10 days. There is one thing that actually left me a very deep memory.
就是我下飞机的时候回到家里面，我家人为我预备的皮蛋豪式瘦肉粥。
And that is after I landed in Hong Kong, my family prepared me for this thousand euro egg along with oyster and this porridge.
Okay, I don't want to scare.
I don't want to scare
our American friends, but it really tastes good. Okay?
It really tastes good.
那为什么我觉得他最对我最好呢？因为我下飞机的时候呢，我觉得呢，我肚子饿，但是我不能吃太多。
Let me tell you why I felt so good that you know for this with the food because once I landed, I was hungry, but I really couldn't take much food.
我家人就知道我喜欢吃这些东西，他就为我预备。
So family knew that I love this sort of thing, food, so.They prepare that for me.
那如果呢，你有一个感同身受的态度呢，你就能够明白别人的需要。
So if we actually can stand in someone's shoes, then you can understand their needs.
这个主人呢，知道他的朋友的需要。
This host knew that the needs of his friend.
但是我想呢，他有三个选择。
But I thought that he would have three choices.
第一个选择呢，就是我叫他咎由自取啊。就是 only themselves to blame.
So the first option would be you only got yourself to blame.
哎，你半夜才来到，一定是你计划不好了，要不然不会这么晚才到。
So you didn't, you know, arrive until midnight. That's because you didn't plan accordingly, and therefore it's your fault.
所以呢，你没有东西吃，是咎由自取。
So you don't have any food to eat. It's your fault.
第二个反应呢，我叫仁至义尽，仁至义尽啊。
Oh, okay. So the second option is I can only do so much.
Okay. 那你半夜才来到，那么其实我真的没有什么东西给你吃。
So you arrive at midnight. There's really not much I can prepare for you.
那我打开冰箱。我今天吃下剩下来有什么东西我都给你吃
了。I can open up the ice box and whatever I have left over, you can have it.
第三个反应呢，就是这个主人的反应了。
The third reaction would be the third option would be how this host reacted.
他就是希望他朋友得到最好的。
So he wished his friend can have the best.
他自己没有，他反而去找他的邻舍去借。
So he didn't have it, but so he went to his neighbor to try to borrow.
这个是蛮有怜悯的一个心。
This is a someone that actually full of a heart is full of compassion.
当你的朋友、当你的儿女有需要的时候，我不知道你的反应是怎么样。
Well, I don't know what your reaction would be if your friend or your children have these special needs.
那你可能呢，好像这些妈妈，哎呀，你这一次不听妈妈话，就是有今天的结果，先骂他一顿。
So you'll be maybe like a mother. Hey, you didn't really listen to a mother. And then this is how what would you have to do is suffer.
其实呢，当我怜悯一个人的时候呢，他这个人呢得到这个好处以后呢，他自己会反省醒过来的。
So it's like for someone who actually finally has his need met, he would actually finally realize that.
你不用提醒他,
you don't need to remind him, eventually he will learn the lesson.
第二个态度呢, 就是我叫是, 吼言无止。
So second option is would be shamelessly bold.
当这个主人呢，他发现他没有食物， 去满足他的朋友的需要的时候呢，
So this host realized that he does not have any food to satisfy his friend.
那么他就想到他的,
so he thought maybe my neighbor might have some food.
他可能闻到这个味道,
so perhaps he had smelled that, so knew that he had food and bread at home.
我读这个故事的时候呢, 我现在想, 这个不知道是不是印度人呢?
So I was thinking, is he kind of some sort of Indian?
Simon, 你知道为什么我这样子想呢? OK, 很简单, 因为这个朋友呢, 开口就是朋友, 我们香港的印度人呢, 跟人打招呼就是朋友, 怎么怎么怎么这样子。
So you see, they're actually for Indians who approach their friends say, hello friend.
所以呢这个人呢他的第五节里面呢就说，他就是简直讲到，朋友，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有东西给他摆上，你可不可以借我三个饼呢？
So this is the way he said to his friend, said, friend, lend me three loaves of bread. A friend of mine on the journey has come to me and no food to offer him.
那他的邻居呢，一定不觉得他是朋友。
His neighbor probably wouldn't think that he's a friend anymore.
你看他没有用朋友这句话去回答他，你就知道你真是不够朋友。
So you see that he didn't respond with addressing him as friend, so he's not quite a friend anymore.
你怎么麻烦你半夜来敲我的门？
This is such hassle. You're in the middle of the night, you knock on my door. You know that my door has already been closed up.
你知道从前的人呢, 他们把门锁上的时候, 他是把一个大的木条放在中间的。
You see, in the old days, once your door is closed, you put a little latch over the door.
还有呢, 他们的房子呢, 就是他们平常, 他的屋子就是一个大的房。 房间,
so his house is almost just one big room.
所以在平常就是工作，到晚上呢，他们就把他们的这些睡觉的东西拿出来放在地上面，然后就睡觉。好像今天的日本人有些人还是这样子做。
So the room is, at night they would actually lay out the bedding and almost like the Japanese how they do it at night.
所以呢，你现在要我开门，就一定吵醒我的小孩了。
So if you want me to open the door, I would have to wake up all my children.
你知道这是多么麻烦的一件事情啊！你问 Victor， 可能他可以告诉你，你们Levi他也可以告诉你。
So you, if you actually ask some Levi and Victor who have kids, they would actually tell you how much of a hassle that is.
如果你是朋友，你都不会这样子这个时候来找我了。
If you're a friend, you wouldn't be coming to me like this.
但是呢，你看耶稣就是在第八节里面去称赞这个人了。
So you see, Jesus in verse 8, in a way, it's actually praise to this host.
第八节说，我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他。 但因他情辞必切的祈求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
It's in verse 8, it says, tell you, even though he would not get up and give him the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need.
那中文圣经呢，翻译这个字是情辞必切。
So in the Chinese version, it translated as almost like a really earnestly asking.
有一些英文的翻译呢，是就是坚持到底 persistent.
Some English translation would translate as a just very persistent.
其实这个字呢，它一般的翻译呢，就是不知羞耻，shameless.
In generally, this is actually translated as being shameless.
其实这个就是最配合这个故事的主人的一个形容词。
And this is actually very appropriate to describe the host.
所以这段圣经这个故事，耶稣是鼓励我们呢，基督徒，你来到神面前求，你可以很大胆的，不要脸的来到神面前去求。
So in a way, Jesus is encouraging Christians to say, when you come to ask me, you can actually be shameless and have really audacious in asking.
你不要觉得你的祈求是不合理的。
You don't think that what you're asking is unreasonable.
你也不需要觉得不好意思。
And also don't think that you are, really don't feel like doing it.
11到13节，这是耶稣给我们的原因。
The 11-13, these are the reasons that Jesus gave us.
为什么我们可以这么大胆的，厚颜无耻的来到神的面前呢？
So how can we actually be with such courage, with shameless audacity, come and ask Jesus?
如果你看11到13节的时候，你会发觉呢，当耶稣讲这个解释的时候，我们跟神的关系呢，不是一个朋友的关系。
So if you take a look at verse 11 to 13, you look at the relationship, it's beyond being a friend.
我们是父亲跟儿女的关系。
It's a relationship between father and the children.
那么父母都有一个共通点呢。
There's a commonality among the parents.
就是我们会给好的东西我们的儿女。
And that is, you would give good things to your children.
所以耶稣说，好像你的儿女求你给他鱼，你不会给他一条蛇。
So it's like Jesus telling them, when your children ask you for fish, you wouldn't give him snake.
有人说这条蛇可能就是水蛇，就是 好像鱼的外表 有一点像鱼的一条 water snake.
So someone say that this snake is almost look like fish, some sort of water snake.
所以呢，就是耶稣意思就是你不会捉弄你的儿女啊。
So children, Jesus saying you won't make fun of your children and actually
就是他求你
trigger,
yeah, 求你给他鸡蛋的时候，你不会给他一个雀子。OK, 这个就是因为这个 scorpion 呢，它卷起来的时候呢，就好像一个鸡蛋一样。
So when they ask for egg, you wouldn't give them a scorpion. A scorpion, when it's all curled up, it almost looks like an egg.
神不会这样，我们可能会，你小孩子问牧师可能会捉弄你，但是父母是不会这样子的嘛。
So children come and ask the pastor, he might do that, but not for the parents.
所以神就是告诉我们，你可以大胆的来到我的面前呢，因为我一定会给你最好的。
So Jesus is saying that you can come and have the courage to come before me because I will give him the best.
十三节，耶稣解释，就是当我们来到神面前，神会把最好的给我们，这个就是圣灵。
So in the verse 13 say, when we come to ask to God, he will give us the best, and that is the Holy Spirit.
对神来说，什么是最好啊？
For God, what is the best?
都是他自己。
You actually kind of give him something of himself.
因为当你有圣灵与你同在的时候，你就有智慧可以做正确的决定。
So that is when you have the Holy Spirit, you will have the wisdom to make the correct choice.
你有神的同在，你就不用怕。
You have the presence of God, and then you would not be afraid.
你有神的大能的时候，你能够面对一切的困难。
You have the power of God, and then you can face all kinds of the challenges.
最后一个态度呢，是在第九到第十节。
And the last attitude is found in verse 9 and 10.
我叫他是不离不弃。
I call it never fail nor forsake.
第九节里面他说，我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
In verse 9 it says, So I say to you, asking will be given to you, seeking you shall find, knocking the door will be opened to you.
我问大家一个问题，祈求、寻找跟叩门是不同的字讲同一样东西，还是三样不同的事情呢？
Let me ask you this, with knocking, or asking, seeking and knocking, are they all talking about the same thing or different aspect of it?
我想呢，是我们祷告的三个不同的情形呢。
So I think it's more of a three different aspects of our prayer.
有的时候我们祷告，好像面对面见到神，马上神就给你答案。
So sometimes when we pray, it's almost like with God face to face, you ask Him, He'll give you an answer.
有的时候呢，你是需要寻找的，神不知道跑去哪里，你不知道神的心意是怎么样，那么你要找一阵子，你才找到他。
And sometimes it will be almost like seeking, it'll take a little while to find it.
有的时候呢，我们呢，就是站在一个环境里面，就是你所有的门都关上，好像你没有出路。那么你唯一的方法就是不断的叩门，但是神说我会为你开门。
So another time would be almost like all the doors are closed and you have to keep knocking, but God said the door will open to you.
这个就是神为什么我说这一段呢，是一个态度告诉我们呢，我们要不离不弃的在神面前去祈求。
So what I say actually, this is a never fail, never forsake type of attitude.
第十节，耶稣告诉我们，为什么我们祈求就会得着？为什么我们寻找会寻见？什么？为什么叩门会开门
？The answer can be found in verse 10.
其实第十节是第九节的一个重复。
Actually, the verse 10 is a repeat of verse 9.
所以原因很简单，就是因为神。简直应许我们的，所以你就一定得到。
The answer is very simple because God had promised us, and therefore you would get the receive the answer.
神希望我们坚持到底的向他祷告。
And God wants us to continue to persist with the prayer.
所以呢，当我们能够站在别人的需要那去为他祈求。
So we actually can stand in one's shoes and keep asking.
如果我们能够大胆的来到面前神面前去祈求。
So then that is we can actually have shamelessly bold.
如果我们能够不离不弃的为人祈求的时候。
So and also when we actually would be never fail nor forsake with that kind of attitude when we ask.
第八节，耶稣说。不要起来叫他所需用的给他。
In verse 8, it says, He would surely get up and give him as much as he needs.
十三节里面神保证他会把他最好的给他，就是他自己。
And in verse 13, it says, They follow up with a guarantee and say, How much more will your Father in heaven give you? And that is the Holy Spirit, something of himself, for him who, those who ask him.
那所以呢讲到就讲到这里了。
So therefore, the sermon may perhaps end here.
那么我最后就用一个故事来解释这个代祷的态度。
So in the end, when I want to use a story to explain to you the attitude that you use for prayer.
这个态度这个故事呢是讲到一个从台湾来的叫 Angela 的一个太太。
And this story is about someone from Taiwan. Her name is Angela.
她呢，年轻的时候呢，就跟丈夫来美国念书。
When she was young, she came with her husband and come to the U.S. study.
他们来的时候什么钱也没有啊。
And they came there, they really didn't have much of any money.
但是呢，她来了美国，他们努力的时候，丈夫就他们就博士毕业。丈夫就开了一个牙医的诊所。
So they after they came and her husband graduated and will actually open up a dental office.
那么他们也在美国生了两个儿子。
So they have two sons in the U.S.
小儿子呢更好啊，就跟爸爸一样，也是念牙医的。
And the second son also was like their father, also studied dentistry.
后来他也进研究院里面去念牙医的博士。
So and also went to graduate school to obtain a DDS degree.
那么呢，他所以呢，他爸爸呢就希望还有两年呢，儿子毕业以后呢，我们就在同一个就在自己的诊所里面去工作。
So the father's hoping in 2 years, they would be, he'd be graduating and we can work together in the same clinic.
1993年5月.
1993, in the month of May,
他小儿子 Christopher 从学校里面回来。
And this son Christopher came back from school.
那么他妈妈呢，就为他预备房间的时候，就收拾他房间的时候，就发现 Christopher 的一个秘密。
When the mother was preparing the room, and it discovered a secret that Christopher has.
原来呢 ，Christopher 是一个同性恋的一个人。
It turns out that Christopher has a tendency for homosexuality.
所以他儿子回到家的时候，妈妈 Angela 就问 Christopher， 你是不是同性恋的
？So when they came back, the mother asked Christopher, "Are you homosexual?"
儿子说：“是啊，我天生就是，我改不了。
”And the son answered, "I'm like this from birth. I can't change it."
所以他就离开家回到学校。
So he left and went back to school.
Angela 其实不是一个基督徒。
Angela actually she's not a Christian.
家里面也没有基督徒。
And there are no Christians at home.
当时呢，其实也是他，虽然他已经结婚接近三十年了。其实当时他的婚姻也是很不好。
And actually, they've been married for about almost 30 years, and also the marriage was kind of on the rocks.
所以呢，当他听到儿子是同性恋的时候呢，他心里面，就有一个决定。
So when she heard that the son is a homosexual, she made a decision in her mind.
他要自杀。
She wanted to commit suicide.
他希望呢，买一个火车票，从 Chicago 坐车去 Kentucky 见儿子最后一面，那么他就自杀。
She decided to purchase a train ticket from Chicago to Kentucky and see his son the last time, and then she would commit suicide.
但是他没有想到呢，就是他坐火车的时候呢，他拿到一个福音的单张。他就看到有关耶稣的福音了。
And little did she know that when she was on the train, she received a gospel tract and to learn about salvation.
那么三天以后呢，他就信了耶稣。
And 3 days later, she accepted the Lord, become a Christian.
那么从这一天开始呢，他就为他儿子 Christopher 祷告。
And from that day forward, she started praying for her son Christopher.
但是 Christopher 没有改变，反而他的情形更坏。
And then not only did Christopher not change, but actually the situation got worse.
从前呢，他没有人知道他是同性恋的，现在人人都知道。
And in the past, nobody knew that he was homosexual. Now everyone knows.
所以他就可以过一个公开的同性恋的生活了。
So he lived an openly gay lifestyle.
所以呢，早晨呢，他是一个牙医学生。
And during the day, he's a dental student.
晚上呢，他就去这些 gay bar 里面去做这些 bartender 调酒师。
So at night, he actually served as a bartender in a gay bar.
还有呢，就是因为他常常去这些地方呢，他就开始吸毒了。
So he goes to these places all the time. He started picking up the drug addiction.
但是呢 ，Angela 因为他开始信耶稣呢，他就每一天开始呢为他儿子祷告。
So Angela became a Christian. So every day she started praying for the son Christopher.
她把自己的就好像一个 walk-in closet 呢，我们的变成她祷告的一个房子。
She turned a walk-in closet turned into a prayer closet.
每一天她会在这边一天的开始的时候，她就为她儿子祷告。
She prayed there every day.
但是呢 ，Christopher 他的你可以说他的人生越来越差劲。
So you can say that Christopher's life is going downhill.
他因为他简直的生活呢，学校就打电话来了 ，Christopher， 他要怎么说，就是要重新念他过去两年的念书，他读得不好，成绩不好啊，所以要留班。
So the school notified Christopher that because he wasn't doing well, he had to repeat some of the courses.
但是呢，当 Angela 每一天为她儿子祷告呢，想不到第一个改变的人呢是她的丈夫。
Angela was praying for Christopher every day. Little did she know that the first person who changed was her husband.
Leon 呢，他见到他太太的改变呢，他就觉得很有兴趣去了解。这个信仰。
So Leon, actually, since he see the change in his wife, she wanted to learn more about this faith.
所以呢，他就开始去教会，最后他也成为一个基督徒。
So he came to he also went to church and eventually became a Christian.
1996年，就是这件事情三年以后。
So after 3 years in 1996,
Christopher 有一天打电话来告诉妈妈。
So one day Christopher called home and tell his mother.
其实呢，他已经还有三个月就要牙医毕业了。
So actually, he was only 3 months away from graduation and become a dentist.
他打电话给妈妈说，院长说要开除我，不让我念下去了。
So he told his mother that he's been kicked out of dental school.
那其实他爸爸呢是他这个院长的同事，从前他爸爸也在大学里面教书。
So actually, his father was actually know the head of the dental school, and he was teaching there at one point.
所以他希望他父母来的时候呢，就游说他这个院长让他毕业。
So he was hoping the parents would come and convince the head of the dental school so that he can graduate.
那么Angela 跟 Leon 就来见这个院长。
So they, Angela and Leon went to see the head of the dental school and met with him.
那么，但是他们开口就告诉这个院长，他说：“我们不希望阻碍神的计划。你觉得什么是对，就做什么事情。”
They told the head of the dental school and say, "I don't want to change God's plan. Whatever you need to do, do it."
当然 ，Christopher 就给人，就是赶出学校了。
So of course, Christopher was kicked out of dental school.
所以 Christopher 就突然间没有书读了。
So Christopher, so he no longer can study to school.
那么他有什么计划呢
？So what kind of plan did he have?
他就计划他贩毒。
So he was getting into the drug trafficking.
他后来是住在 Atlanta 的，他就成为 Atlanta 附近11个州里面最大的杜本的供应商。
So he moved to Atlanta and actually eventually became the largest drug dealer within the surrounding 11 states.
因为他的确是一个很聪明的一个人啊。
Because indeed he was a very smart person.
1997年的夏天，他父母来探访他。
In 1997, the parents came to visit him.
最后 ，Christopher 把他赶出去，从家里面赶出去。
Christopher kicked the parents out of his apartment.
他父亲离开之前呢，就把一本圣经送给他。
Before they left, the father gave him a Bible.
Christopher 见到之后，趁手的把在他面前呢，把这个圣经丢在垃圾桶里面。
So Christopher, right in front of them, threw the Bible in the garbage.
从这个时候呢 ，Angela 呢，她就向神有简直的一个祷告。
So from that point forward, Angela prayed to God in the following way.
她告诉神，我为我的儿子 Christopher 站在这个破口里面去祷告。
And for my son Christopher, I stand in the gap and be praying for him.
我会祷告直到他改变。
I will pray until he changes.
但是我神，我求你一件事情。
But God, I ask you one thing.
不要让我动摇。
Never allow me to move or to change my mind.
五年之后，这个事情发生了。五年之后，1998年。那个时候呢 ，Christopher 打电话回家。
And 5 years after that, Christopher called home.
他说：“妈妈，我现在在监牢里面。
”And mom, I am now in prison.
原来呢，这个DEA 也就是这个反毒组呢，12个人在 Christopher 门口敲门，就把他贩毒的这个证据就。找到了。
So it turned out the drug enforcement agency, 11-12 people, knocked down his apartment and then actually have all the evidence of his drug trafficking.
你知道当时守到在他家里面， 的毒品呢有9.1吨大麻的这一个，他们是用大麻来计算它毒品的数量，它有 9.1 ton。
So in terms of the amount of drug that he had in his apartment, he has 9.1 tons of marijuana.
所以呢，他最后呢就给法庭判他坐牢6年。
So at the end, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
当英九收到这个他儿子打电话来的时候呢，你知道他的反应是什么样？
Do you know how Angela reacted when she received the phone call?
他说感谢神。
He said thank the Lord.
他开始呢把他感谢神的事情写在这个计算机不是有一条字条了，他就写下来，开始写下来。
She started recording all the little prayer answers on the like a cash register piece of tape.
最后这个纸条呢比他更高。
At the end, this the piece of paper was taller than her.
1998年12月。Christopher 给医生叫在监狱里面的医生叫他来见他。
In 1998 October, the prison doctor called him Christopher into to see him.
当他坐在这个护士面前的时候，护士就给他一个字条。
When he was sitting in front of the nurse handed him a piece of paper.
上面写了四个字。
On the paper there are 4 symbols.
HIV positive.
HIV positive.
他患了艾滋病。
Yeah, he had contracted AIDS.
这个是 Christopher 说，他是人生最低潮的一个时间。
Christopher said this is the lowest point of his life.
当他走过一个垃圾桶的时候，他觉得他就是一个垃圾。
He walked by the garbage can. He felt like he was just a piece of trash.
但是他发现这个垃圾桶上面有一本圣经，所以他就拿来看。
So, but he discovered there was a Bible in the trash can, so he picked it up and started reading.
有一天呢，他在他的监牢里面睡觉的时候，他发现他床上面有人写过，有一句话写在上面嘛。
So he was sleeping in his prison, and he noticed somebody carved wrote down the Bible verses on top of his bunk bed.
他说：“如果你觉得慢的时候呢，你可以看耶利米书29:11。”
So it says, if you're bored, read Jeremiah 29:11.
那么呢，他就去翻来看了。
So he opened up the Bible and read it.
他说：“耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是将灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”
It says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
Christopher 最后在监牢里面信耶稣。
Christopher accepted the Lord in the prison.
他在参加监牢里面的教会。
And he participated and joined the church within the prison.
还有呢，在中间带查经。
And even he was leading the Bible study in the prison.
还有人邀请他讲道。
And actually someone asked him to preach.
2000年的4月份。
In April 2000.
法官告诉他，因为你做了这个黑点证人，他把他的坐牢的年期从6年减到3年。
So because he actually had provided witness for the other drug dealer, so his sentence was reduced from 6 years to 3 years.
9月份的时候呢，他知道他快要放出来了。
In September, he knew he's about to be released.
他就问自己，我放出来的时候我要做什么事情呢？
He asked himself, when I come out, what am I going to do?
他说我要念书。
And he said, I want to study.
然后他又打电话给妈妈。
He actually called up his mother and asked him.
请妈妈呢，她说我要念神学，你可不可以把牧地神学院的这个申请表寄给我？
He told his mom, I want to study, go into the seminary. Can you actually send me an application form for Moody Bible Institute?
所以呢，今天的 Christopher, 他神学院毕业。
And today's Christopher, he graduated from seminary.
他又继续念下去。
He continued to study.
所以呢，他就回到最后，现在呢，他会在牧地神学院里面教书。
He is now a professor at the Moody Bible Institute.
他也把自己的见证写成一本书，就是这个 Out of a Far Country.
He actually put his testimony. He wrote a book called Out of a Far Country.
我不知道你心里面有没有想到需要为他祷告的人。
I don't know if you thought about maybe perhaps we need to anyone who want to pray for him.
你发觉你自己没有能力去帮助他改变他。
You would actually think that you have no way to change him.
但是不打紧。
But don't be it's okay.
因为我们的神有这个能力。
Because our God has the power.
如果我们大胆地来到神面前去求。
But if we actually come before God and have the courage to ask,
神会把最好的东西给我们。
And God will provide us with the best.
你看 Angela 为他的儿子祷告超过七年的时间。
You see, Angela prayed for his son for the length of whole period of 7 years.
其实过了五年半，一点东西都没有改变。
And actually, after 5.5 years, he's seen nothing that had changed.
但是他不断的、坚持的为他儿子祈求的时候
，But she was persistent and continued to asking and pray for her son.
神就听他祷告。
But God heard her prayer.
但是神听他祷告了，不是只是单单改变他儿子啊。
But not that only God changed his son.
他先拯救 Angela。
He saved Angela first.
她把她跟她丈夫的这个婚姻改变，让他们成为一个快乐的家庭。
So he also changed her husband and the marriage so that they can turn into a happy family.
她不单只拯救 Christopher， 她也拣选 Christopher 成为她的工人。
Not only did he change Christopher, but also turned Christopher to be one of his servant.
所以我鼓励大家父母，你为你的为人去祷告。
So I want to actually speak to the parents that you would pray for other people.
为你们的儿女去祷告。
Pray for your children.
因为神会听你的祷告。
Because God will listen to your prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你鼓励我们来到你面前去祷告。
Because you encourage us to come before you to pray.
为什么我们可以简直不要脸的把我们的需要带到你的面前？
Why is it that we can shamelessly bring our needs in front of you?
因为你是我们天上的父亲。
Because you are Father in heaven.
因为你对我们的爱是不离不弃的。
Because you will never leave us nor forsake us.
所以当我们去坚持去祷告的时候，我们知道你一定为我们开门。
So as we persist and insist on praying, that you would actually open the door for us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.